Dutch farmers block highways with manure and burning hay to protest globalist climate agenda. By Kurt Zindelka on July 27, 2022. In an escalation of actions taken in protest against the government's plans to shut down vast swaths of farmlands, Dutch farmers dumped manure on highways across the Netherlands on Wednesday morning. The Netherlands was left scrambling trying to clear dozens of road blockades, consisting of manure, hay, tires, and other waste heaped on the roads by supporters of the Dutch farmer protest movement against the globalist government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte trying to impose draconian EU-based regulations on nitrogen that could see up to 30% of farms disappear in the country. As of this reporting, there has been no police action taken, despite several of the piles of hay or other blockades being set on fire. According to public broadcaster Nederlandse Omroep Stichting, NOS, a police spokesman said that it would be difficult to ascertain who exactly left the manure or other waste on the highways and that the Ministry for Public Works would be responsible for clearing the roads, so therefore no police action would be taken. Tensions have previously run hot after police squared off with farmer protesters, with one officer even going so far as to fire his gun at a teenager behind the wheel of a tractor. Though the shots missed, the police force was heavily criticized for the disproportionate use of lethal force. Condemning the latest round of actions from the farmers on Wednesday, a Ministry of Agriculture spokesman said, "Protesting is only allowed within the limits of the law. That is not this. This is also not the way to progress together." Adding that the government would like to see the farmers come to the negotiating table to air their grievances with the climate goals. A public works spokesman added that it is a very undesirable situation, saying that it could endanger motorists, not just burning hay bales, but everything on the road that drivers have to swerve for. The direct action has reportedly received some support from drivers, with an on-the-scene reporter for RTVU's claiming, "Some raise their thumbs. You see sympathy for the actions, but others shake their heads, because it does cause a lot of delay." The protests from the farmers comes in response to the attempt by Mark Rutte's government to implement radical plans to cut nitrogen emissions from livestock in half by the year 2030 in order to satisfy goals laid out in the European Union's Natura 2000 scheme, which mandates that member states remove industry or farming from areas deemed to be of ecological importance. Rutte's government has said that in order to achieve those goals, some farms will need to reduce their emissions by 95% and that 30% of the country's farmland should be shut down outright, despite the developing food crisis as a result of the war in Ukraine. While the Dutch government has cast the move as an unavoidable transition, the farmers have argued that they are being unfairly targeted as other EU member states have not been nearly so aggressive in trying to implement the agenda of Brussels. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM earlier this month, Dutch political commentator Yves Laar Dinterbroek said that her country was being used as a testing ground for the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, saying that all these policies are out of those institutions and they are being implemented in our country first. We are sort of the pilot country together with Canada for this agenda. Laar Dinterbroek said that through by taking power over the food supply, governments will be able to have full control over people's lives if they can dictate what and when you can or cannot eat, noting that wars have been started over less. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.